Track 5, Prominent People of Norfolk. This next track surprised me when I heard it because I had no idea that this person had a Norfolk connection. Perhaps you'll be surprised too. Here's Tony.
British archaeologist and Egyptologist Howard Carter, 1874 to 1939, is best known for one of the most rich and significant contributions to Egyptology and perhaps ancient history, the discovery of King Tutankhamun's tomb. The remarkable find in Egypt's Valley of the Kings caused an international sensation, catalyzing a craze known as Egyptomania and Tutmania, propelled Carter to global fame and forever altered our understanding of the ancient Egyptians. However, behind the discovery of the ancient artifact is a man whose life was often unpredictable and not without controversy. Described as hot-tempered and a loner, Carter sometimes maintained fragile relationships with his patrons, meaning that the discovery of the tomb nearly didn't come to fruition at all. Howard Carter was the youngest of 11 children born to artist and illustrator Samuel John Carter and Martha Joyce. Carter spent much of his childhood with relatives in the Norfolk market town of Swaffham, the birthplace of both his parents. His father had previously relocated to London, but after three of the children had died young, Carter, who was a sickly child, was moved to Norfolk and raised, for the most part, by a nurse in Swaffham. A nearby mansion owned by the Amherst family, called Didlington Hall, contained a large collection of Egyptian antiques. Howard would accompany his father to the hall to watch him paint, and while there he became fascinated with the collection. Lady Amherst was impressed by his artistic skills, so in 1891 had the Egyptian Exploration Fund send Carter to assist her friend Percy Newbery in the excavation and recording of tombs at Beri Hassan. Carter joined the British-sponsored Archaeological Survey of Egypt. Though he was only 17, Carter innovated vastly better methods of copying tomb decorations. In 1892, he worked in Annamar, the capital city founded by Pharaoh Akhenaten. Then, between 1894 and 99, he recorded wall reliefs in the temple of Hatshepsut at Deir el-Bahari. By 1899, he was in charge of overseeing various excavations. By 1907, Carter's attention had turned to excavation, and he was working for Lord Carnarvon, who employed him to supervise tomb excavations in Deir el-Bahari. The two had a good working relationship and were said to regard each other highly. In 1914, Lord Carnarvon received the concession to dig in the Valley of the Kings. Carter led the dig, which aimed to uncover any tombs missed by previous searches, including that belonging to Pharaoh Tutankhamun. By 1922, Lord Carnarvon was dissatisfied by the lack of results over many years and considered withdrawing his funding. Carter persuaded him to fund one more season of work in the Valley of the Kings, which was to prove pivotal. In the Valley of the Kings, Carter investigated a line of huts that he had abandoned a few seasons before. The crew cleared the huts of rock and debris. On the 4th of November 1922, the crew's young water boy stumbled on a stone that turned out to be top of a flight of stairs cut into the bedrock. Carter had the steps partly dug out until a doorway stamped with hieroglyphs was found. He had the staircase refilled, then sent a telegram to Carnarvon, who arrived around 2 weeks later with his daughter. On the 24th of November, the stairway was fully cleared and the door removed. Behind was the door to the tomb itself. Carter was described as being abrasive and having a hot temper, and seemed to have few close personal relationships. At one time, there was an unsubstantiated suggestion that he was having an affair with Lady Evelyn Herbert, daughter of the 5th Earl of Carnarvon. But Lady Evelyn rejected this, telling her daughter that she was frightened of Carter. Carter wrote a number of books on Egyptology during his career, including a 3-volume account of the discovery and excavation of Tutankhamun's tomb. His discovery meant that he became a popular public speaker, and he delivered a series of illustrated lectures about the excavation, including a 1924 tour of Britain, France, Spain, and the US. His lectures, particularly in the US, helped to spark Egyptomania, which in turn fell into what we call the Art Deco movement. And President Coolidge even requested a private lecture. After Carter's death, his executor identified at least 18 items in Carter's antiques collection that had been taken from Tutankhamun's tomb without permission. Since this was a sensitive matter that could profoundly affect Anglo-Egyptian relations, Burton recommended that the items be discreetly presented or sold to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Most eventually went to the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. Carter died of Hodgkin's disease, aged 64. 9 people attended his funeral. The epitaph on his gravestone reads, "May your spirit live, may you spend millions of years. You who loved Thebes, sitting with your face to the north wind, your eyes beholding happiness," which is a quotation taken from the wishing cup of Tutankhamun. Also inscribed is the quote, "O night, spread thy wings over me as the imperishable stars."
Thank you, Tony. Fascinating stuff.